Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Travis Sawcheck from The Score. Talk a little baseball. Travis, how are you, my friend?
Wow, super friend status. That's big.
We'll see you at the Hall of Justice.
Congratulations.
Make sure. Now, as a rookie at the Hall of Justice, you will have to bring the first round of drinks, just so you know. It's kind of a little bit of hazing.
This doesn't mean I have to move furniture if you guys move or anything.
No, you're okay, but you may have to clean out the pond in front. A lot of people like to throw their garbage in there. It's not good. And Superman sometimes is pretty lazy, doesn't want to come around there. Hey, what are your thoughts on the Guardians right now? Because, they were able to kind of pick things back up. They've been making a couple changes here and there. They've been, messing around with the number two spot in the order, and they're still right there. They're hanging around. It's kind of where you want them to be in a year that the expectations were not through the roof.
Yeah, just remarkable how you look at the 26-man roster on paper, and you might expect the team struggling to break 500, but here they are again, beating expectations, and it just, I think, again, speaks to the quality of their player development capabilities, their scouting, coaching staff, just the whole organization, so consistent every year. It's ongoing. Look at 15 years out, and they're one of the very few small market teams that has exceeded a 540 winning percentage over like a decade run. It's Yankees, Astros, Dodgers, and I think the Guardians and Rays are right there too. So it's just another reminder that this is one of the very best organizations in baseball, and they just find a way to get the most out of the players in their system.
When everybody was ready to say thank you, Gabe Arias, you've done a fine job here trying to establish yourself, and you couldn't do it. Good luck to you. He gets the start at second base at the beginning of the year because he's out of options, plays pretty well, and apparently will now be the starting shortstop for the foreseeable future with Brian Rocchio sent down to AAA. Your thoughts on the entire move there with Arias's play and Rocchio's slippage from what we saw in the playoffs?
Yeah, I really thought Rocchio had turned a corner, and his plate appearances were so consistent, so great in the postseason. I thought he had turned a corner and had really established himself as a solid regular. But baseball is a tough game, and player development isn't always on a linear trajectory. And he's had a tough go. And then Arias is like the opposite side of that coin, where I think a lot of us had kind of given up on him as a potential everyday player. And he's always had great physical tools, great athleticism, great throwing arm, great bat speed. The thing that had held him back were those swing decisions at the plate And he is one of he's made some of the greatest swing decision improvements in baseball this year. And it's really unlocked a lot of his underlying physical potential. And yeah, he's an exhibit of why to never give up on a talented player. I do want to give him as many opportunities as possible. And he finally unlocked something. And I think the other interesting thing about a player like Arias is in today's game where teams believe they can, through creating strike zone judgment and just the advanced hitting machines they can perform on every day that mimic that day's starting pitcher they're going to face. There's all these sorts of new tech training tools and training regimens. It can potentially better unlock a player like Arias today, where you can hone in on just making swinging at pitches you can do damage on, avoiding those you cannot. And you know, I think the Guardians are optimistic that they're seeing a breakthrough with Arias.
Let's talk about Emmanuel Clase for a second. You know, just tell me where you're at on his season right now, because you know, teams obviously were able to figure out stuff, but I every time I want to sit here and say, what are we doing? Maybe they should switch it closer. I go back and look and see what the team's record is when he's out there. Yeah, there's a couple, you know, there's a couple times where he's blown a save, but I mean, I think he's got 18 appearances. They're 16-2 in those games. It's kind of hard to not look at that too.
Yeah, and the track record is just tremendous, and he's been. It's not just Area. It's not just Class A. There's all sorts of back end closer relievers having issues this year, and the tough thing with relievers is they operate in a smaller sample. So, a few rough outings really gets magnified versus, you know, a starting pitcher where they have a much larger sample and a better idea of what their talent level is. But if Class A is underlying, I'm not saying he doesn't have to make an adjustment. I'm not saying he's peak Class A right now, but you look at his underlying stuff scores that just measure velocity movement compared to league average. I mean, he's pretty much in line with what he has been, and he might need to make some sort of adjustment with pitch mix, location, that sort of thing. But I think you know, the Guardians are going to trust the track record by and large, and that there's not an alarming drop-off in skill or anything like that. So I would suspect over the course of the season, he rights himself, and you know, they'll be fine in the back end. The only counter to that is you do wonder just the workload he's taken on. And we saw some issues last postseason. Maybe there's something to that, but I look at under the hood, his underlying skill and velocity movement, it doesn't look anything out of alarmingly different than what he's been the last few years when he was one of the best closers in baseball. So I'm not pushing the alarm bell or anything on Class A.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Quite yet.
Travis Sajak joining us. He's the senior baseball writer for The Score, and you can read all of his work at The Score, and it's good stuff. The rotation has been a work in progress, maybe, shall we say. And now Ben Lively leaving another start, two in a row, with some forearm soreness, tightness, and that's never good for a pitcher. If Lively goes, is this team, you ready to bring up Doug Nikhazy? Are you going to move Kobe Allard? Do they have enough depth that you could lose one of the guys who you thought wasn't a question mark for you, Travis?
Yeah, it's the pitching depth, it's tough. It's not quite what it's been in recent years. I do think, you know, with recent drafts, they're going to return to that pitching development machine. But I'm not sure the Guardians can afford many setbacks in the rotation right now. They just don't have the depth they've had in recent years. Now, Shane Bieber, I think he just threw a live batting practice. It looks like he's getting closer to a return. And he's one of the real wild cards, potential aces up their sleeve in the second half of the season, where if they get Shane Bieber back to what he was showing us right before his injury last year, early in the season, I mean, he looked like vintage peak Bieber with the work he'd done that previous offseason. So he could be that second half, you know, de facto a trade addition, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they have a potential top of the rotation starter close to return. So if they do have a significant injury, he is beyond the minor league depth they have. I think he is a real wild card for this team. And of course, there's always the potential for an external upgrade in the trade market. But I do think Bieber is a guy who I think could be a potential difference maker in the playoff wild card race in the second half of the season.
As we sit here, what are we, 20 or 40 some games into the season, somewhere around there? Do you think the Central is going to play out the way it kind of looks right now? Is this the battle you think we'll see with Detroit, you know, on top, everyone chasing them, and then the Royals and Guardians kind of behind, with the Twins, you know, not too far behind? Yeah, like the way I look at the standings right now, it would not surprise me if this is the way it looks as we head into the last month of the season, last 2 months of the season. Look into your crystal ball, my friend.
The Central is a tougher neighborhood. You look at the Tigers front office, complete overhaul a few years ago, and they've gone from a team that was almost Rockies-like with some of their practices and analytics and player development, and now they've really caught up to where some of the better clubs like the Guardians are, and we're seeing that with improvement throughout their organization. Pitcher like Tarek Skubal, even Javi Baez has cut down on his chase this year. They're just getting so much out of so many players. So I think the Tigers are legit. They're not a doormat. Royals are there again. They're excellent pitching again. Twins, they're on a hot streak too, and their ownership issue, or they're selling the club, it's kind of frozen what the front office could do this offseason, but they're a quality club too. So the Central, it's not like it was for so much of the century, where the Guardians, Indians would just pad win totals in division. It's a fight now. And I think it's going to look very much like last season, potential multiple playoff clubs in the division and competitive throughout the rest of the way. It's a tough neighborhood. It's much different than what we've been accustomed to.
Travis, as always, we're reading you on The Score. We appreciate your time, and thanks for dropping a little baseball knowledge on us today. We appreciate it.
Always great to be with you, fellas. Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Travis.
From The Score on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.